Imagine my surprise upon finding out that Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken fame studied law. Sure, it was by correspondence, according to the KFC website, and he practiced only in justice of the peace courts, but yep, the good colonel knew his legal principles. Like those involving trade secrets, for example. A trade secret is something that a company, say like Kentucky Fried Chicken, keeps secret, hidden information it doesn't want anyone else to know because it believes the information is crucial to its business, say like a chicken recipe with 11 herbs and spices. With the help of lawyers who attended law school, Colonel Sanders has kept his recipe for his chicken a closely guarded secret. Took it with him to the grave, in fact. And the law protects the recipe because KFC won't reveal it. The more a company holds something close to its vest, the more the courts help protect it. And just how secret is the secret recipe? KFC says one supplier mixes a batch of special ingredients, a second supplier mixes the spices, then KFC itself blends the two, using just the right amount of each. The secret recipe is in the company vault. And, some say, in Tommy and Cherry Settle's basement in Louisville, Kentucky. The couple bought the house many years ago from Colonel Sanders and recently found, tucked away in a book in the basement, a certain recipe containing a certain 11 ingredients. The find made page B12 news across the country. But you might remember that when you buy a house, you buy the house. Anything you find within the house that the former owner did not intend to leave there does not belong to you. Recall the brooch over the door frame. It belongs to the former owner or the former owner's heirs, unless there was some agreement between the Sanders and the Settles about the stuff in the basement. If a court decided that the Settles did not own the recipe then, it would stop them from revealing it. Courts help keep the information secret when people who aren't supposed to have the information get their hands on it. And the famous recipe is so much a trade secret that it seems to be a non-issue for the courts. One federal court, with no discussion whatsoever, said simply that the seasoning should be protected as a trade secret. Case closed. Some information is leaked out through the courts, however. An early case from Kansas tells us a little that the pieces are dipped in a milk and egg mixture, then into the secret blend of herbs and spices, or at least that's the way they made it in 1960. And the colonel himself once told a newspaper columnist that a new KFC recipe was, quote, nothing in the world but an expletive dough ball stuck on some chicken. But he got slapped with a defamation lawsuit, which made it all the way to the Kentucky Supreme Court and apparently stopped commenting on chicken recipes after that. So back to Kentucky and the Settles. It doesn't look good for them. If Colonel Sanders never intended to discard that recipe, it probably doesn't belong to them. Furthermore, if that recipe is what some think it is, that recipe is a finger-licking good trade secret. Even a law scholar by correspondence, like Colonel Sanders, would urge Tommy and Cherry to hear the call of their name should this ever become a full-blown lawsuit. Settle. I'm Amy Guida.